Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing,
fiesta,
romancing,
siesta,
samba,
la bamba,
ay caramba,
disguises,
surprises,
and pies of
all sizes. Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
Today, a Saturday morning investigative report. Where did all those Smurfs go?
Ifihate que bien están las luces. That means, and notice how nice the lights are. Boy, it's tough to learn Spanish.
Burrito, frijoli, taco. Now what more do you need to know?
Why did I enroll in that night school course?
To meet girls. And that isn't working either.
I have to study for the big test tomorrow, but I can take 10 minutes off to watch some TV. This is so strange. Half the time when I turn on the set, it's turned to a channel with nothing on it. Why would the TV be turned to a channel that doesn't have anything on it?
Shh, don't tell him.
I don't want to watch TV. Maybe I'll grab a quick nap and then study some more.
John doesn't suspect a thing. Every cat knows the secret code to call up the cat channel. Let's see what's on.
You're watching WKAT, special television programming exclusively for cats. Remember, allowing a human being, dog, or other non-feline creature to view this channel is expressly prohibited. Tonight, tune in for Cat Quiz, the only game show for cats.
I'll take other animals for $200, Alex.
All right. And for $200, the answer is a disgusting creature with no brains and no purpose. Fluffy.
What is a dog?
That is correct.
I knew that.
And now, more of Keep Purring with your host, Manny Manx.
Thank you. Now, as I was saying, there are certain things a cat should do every 24 hours. Number one, sleep half the day.
I've done that today. Twice.
Number two, torment a puppy.
Hold on. Done that.
Number three, eat everything in the kitchen.
Do you have to ask?
Number four, claw one item of furniture to ribbons.
I think this used to be an easy chair, or maybe it was an end table. Oh well, done it.
And lastly, number five, sit on something a human is interested in and refuse to move.
Done it. No, haven't done it.
Observe. Notice the careful placement on the newspaper, skillfully blocking precisely the item that woman wanted to read. And this cat has learned how to add insult to injury, arrogantly washing himself while disrupting this man's reading. Remember, sitting on what a human is trying to read is not just your right, it's your duty.
He's right. He's absolutely right. I'm shirking my responsibilities as a feline. Well, it's never too late.
Oh, that was a great nap, but I'd better get back to my Spanish. Hi, Garfield. Could I have my book there? My Spanish book? You're sitting on my Spanish book, and I need it. Garfield, that's my Spanish book. I need my Spanish book.
That's why I'm lying on it.
Garfield, I need that book. I have to study for my test. You have a whole house full of things you can lie on. What do you say? Okay, I've had enough of this. Off the book right this minute. Oh, well.
I guess I can't study for my Spanish class. I'll go out for a walk.
Nice try.
Of course, I know how to get him off there. Oh, Garfield, I just made a nice corned beef sandwich with extra mustard for you.
Corned beef sandwich with extra mustard? Oh boy, I just love... No, wait. I have to sit on this book. It's my job.
And I made a couple of hamburgers, too.
Hamburgers? Ooh, all day I've been craving a... Nope, I'm sitting on a book.
And what is this I seem to have cooked a hot, heaping portion of?
Not lasagna. Please, not lasagna. Anything but lasagna.
Why, it looks like lasagna!
Ouch! If it has sausage in it, I won't be able to contain myself.
Gee, I may have put too much sausage in it. It worked! It worked! It... How did you... No! Okay, that's enough. Get off. Get off. Get off. Get off. Get off. Get off. 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 I'm not taking your lying down. Lying down.
This is a piece of cake. No one can get a cat off something they want to sleep on.
Forcing me to get rough. All right, Garfield. Since you won't get off my Spanish book, you're making me resort to this. Oh. Okay, that does it. That does it.
Bulldozer!
I did it! I got him off my book! I got my Spanish book back! I! What have I done? I've wrecked my whole house! I'm ruined!
Does your insurance cover this?
I don't know. Maybe. If it does, I'm saved. I'll check my policy and find out. It's right over here on my desk. Oh, I hope my insurance covers this. I hope. It's right over here. Here, right here on the desk. Garfield, you're sitting on my insurance policy, and I have to read. Garfield.
Yeah, I know it's cruel, but it's my job.
Enjoy yourself outside, Garfield?
I thought I'd die laughing.
For over 2 years, he toiled in the Siberian hinterland, knowing well that his wife and children were leagues away in Moscow.
If that be true, good pheasant, this is a dire loss.
Da, comrade, is true that...
Hold it! Stop the episode! Halt! Just what do you think you're doing here, may I ask?
We're doing our version of the book Dr. Zhivago by Boris Pasternak.
This is a cartoon show, not Masterpiece Theater. Strike the set! I want you to know that we're not very happy at the network.
You're with... The Network?
Take a gander at this.
Aloysius Pig. The Network.
Yes, and for this episode, we want you to do nursery rhymes.
Well, is that so we can attract younger viewers?
No, it's because nursery rhymes are all they can understand at The Network. All I'll ignore that. We want nursery rhymes, and make them wholesome and educational. Doing Dr. Zhivago with a duck, that's not right.
They want us to do nursery rhymes.
Well, it looks like our choice is clear.
Right. We can either stand up for our principles and fight for what we believe in.
Or we can give in, do nursery rhymes, and protect our jobs here, right?
And now, Mother Duck's nursery rhymes.
Wee willie wink, he runs through the town, upstairs and downstairs in his nightgown, rapping at the window.
Stop that! Stop it!
What's wrong? We're doing nursery rhymes like you asked.
Running around the city in a nightgown, that's not right.
But that's the nursery rhyme. Wee willie wink, he runs through the...
I don't care! You want to teach your children to run around in their pajamas? That's indecent. We don't tolerate that kind of thing at the network.
Okay, let's try another one. Are you ready, Roy and Lanolin?
Ready!
Ready!
Georgie Porgy. Georgie Porgy pudding and pie kissed the girls and made them cry. When the boys came out to...
Kissing the girls and making them cry. That's very antisocial behavior.
So is beating up people who work for... Da-dum! The network.
Watch it, Rooster. I can have you preempted for a golf match next week.
Why, I oughta...
Stop it, you two! Roy, read a different nursery rhyme.
Okay. Go get into your Miss Muffet suit.
Kissing the girls and making them cry. That's not right.
And now, the story of Little Miss Muffet. Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet.
Sitting on her tuffet, that sounds naughty.
It's a pillow. Eating her curds and whey. La 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 la. Along came a spider who sat down beside her.
Hold it.
Okay, what is it now, network boy?
What's the next line?
I was just about to get to it. Let's see. Miss Muffet sat on her spider and frightened Miss Muffet away.
If it scares her, it will scare the children. Do something wholesome. Sitting on tuffets and scaring people, that's not right.
He wants wholesome, we'll give him wholesome. Music? Goosey, goosey, gander, where do you wander? Upstairs and downstairs and in my lady's chamber. Get out of my chamber!
I'm sorry, ma'am.
There I met an old man who wouldn't say his prayers. I took him by the left leg and threw him down the stairs.
Throwing an old man down the stairs? What kind of an example is that to set for children?
It's right here in the book!
Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to get her poor doggy a bone.
A cameo guest star. Good, good.
But when she got there, the cupboard was bare, and so the poor doggy had none.
Oh. Starving a cameo guest star. How rude.
She went to the baker's to buy him some bread. But when she came back, the doggy was dead.
Killing a cameo guest star, that's even ruder.
Wait a minute, that's the nursery rhyme. See, it's right here. When she came back, the doggy was dead.
Thanks, Odie.
I don't care what it says. We don't kill dogs on TV cartoon shows. Especially a dog with high ratings and a good agent.
Oh, wait a minute. There must be one in here we can do on TV. Three blind mice.
Making fun of unsighted mice and cutting their tails off. That's barbaric.
Humpty Dumpty.
More death, to say nothing of high cholesterol.
Okay, who killed Cock Robin? Never mind. I know, more murder.
Boy, this is the most violent episode we've ever done.
All these rhymes have death and people falling down and breaking their crowns.
Come up with a wholesome nursery rhyme, or there'll be an infomercial in this time slot next week.
Oh, what are we gonna do?
I don't want an infomercial here.
I think we have to turn things over to the Dirty Tricks Department. Roy?
I thought you'd never ask. Oh, yes.
Go away. I'm programming the fall schedule.
But Mr. Aloysius, sir, we found a wholesome nursery rhyme. And you are the only one whose magnificent singing voice can do it justice.
Well, I do have the music in me. This one here, that one there, and really so. There once was a pig named Aloysius. He wanted poems that were not vicious. People got sick of his shrill harangue, and so he was covered with lemon meringue. Lemon meringue? You mean pie throwing? That's an act of aggression. It's... Are those pies? After him! Stop! I'll cancel you! I'll put a golf match in your time slot!
We'll bring to you when we're back next time.
No! Help!
Something more wholesome than a nursery rhyme.
Throwing pies at the network, that's not right.
No, we can't do this one on a cartoon show. No, not this one. Wow, they never let us do this one.
Greetings, Intelligentsia. I'm here in the control room today where I'm going to answer one of the questions most asked in our mail. Typical is this letter from Ms. Sue Donim, who lives in the city of Phony Letter, Nebraska. She writes, Dear TV people, I understand that Garfield is a cat, so he cannot talk. What I want to know is why, when I watch his show, I can hear what he's thinking. Signed, Sue Donim. Good question, Sue. And here's the little baby that makes it all possible, the Telepathivisionator. The Telepathivisionator picks up thought waves and converts them to television audio waves so that you can hear what I'm thinking. And this is an extra powerful model that can work on anyone. Let's see a little demonstration, shall we? This microphone will pick up thoughts and amplify them so you can hear. We'll start small. Let's see what's on the mind of that squirrel.
One measly little peanut, cheapskate. Would it hurt you to buy some walnuts, some cashews? How about an almond or two, huh?
Okay, let's see if we can hear the thoughts of the bird over there in this birdbath.
Hey, I'm taking a bath here. Stop looking at me. Do I look on you when you're bathing? Come on, get out of here.
And continuing our demonstration, let's see if we can read the thoughts of this typical puppy. It works. If I turn up the power on it, it'll even pick up the thoughts of human beings, like John and his date out rowing on the lake.
If you'll always be my baby, I'll always love you.
John, that was wonderful. I'm not sure which is making me sicker, this boat ride or his singing.
You know, Marion, we get along so well, we should go out next week, too.
Oh, John, I'd really like that. I'll move to another city. I'll change my name so he can't find me. Maybe dye my hair.
Tomorrow, would you like to go with me to the Cookie Museum and see the world's oldest graham cracker?
I can't think of anything that would be more fun, except hitting myself on the head with a baseball bat for an hour.
See how well it worked? Oh, if you're wondering why we couldn't hear John's thoughts, well, same reason as the puppy. Here, I'll show you how it works on men, too.
Any second now, I move in and rob that bank.
Rob that bank? Did he think what I think he thought? It's not my problem. No, sir, not my problem. I don't have money in that bank. I don't even use their toasters. Why are you all looking at me like that? Gee, I wonder if this thing can tell me what the folks at home are thinking.
Garfield, what's the matter with you? Where's your conscience? You should help these people out.
All right, I'll do something about it. By the way, the kid in Cincinnati, does your mother know you're thinking about things like that?
That's right, Chief. I'm trying to make a couple of important decisions about that case you assigned me. Maybe I should have a jelly donut. A glazed. Or maybe one glazed, one with powdered sugar,
Officer, that man's about to rob the bank. I heard his thoughts. You have to do something. Hurry.
Oh, nothing, Chief. I seem to have a crazy cat out here. Yeah, otherwise nothing happening. Get out of my way, cat. I have important matters to tend to.
I have to make him realize the bank is about to be robbed. I hope you realize I'm only doing this for you.
I'll just have the usual, Alice.
Coming right up, officer.
Since I can't talk, I'll have to use more drastic means to communicate with the policeman.
Hey, Alice, I gotta get back on duty.
Oh, I'll have your order for you in a jiff.
Let's see. Let me proofread. Oops, forgot to dot my cruller. Hey, let's test the telepath of whatever this thing is on the two of them.
Here you go, officer. Hey, he's cute. Maybe he'll ask me out to dinner some night.
Thanks, Alice. Hey, she's cute. Maybe she'll give me a discount on donut holes sometime.
No, don't eat it. Read it.
Hey, Alice, what's this all about?
What do you mean?
These donuts and crullers, they spell out bank being robbed. Who did this?
The show is called Garfield and Friends. Does that give you any hints?
You did this, cat? Someone's robbing the bank?
Do I have to spell it out for you? I just spelled it out for you.
That's right. All available units. The bank at Elm and Laurel. Isn't this bank being robbed?
No, it isn't.
All right, we've barricaded the streets for 2 miles in every direction. Where are the bank robbers?
There aren't any bank robbers, sir.
No bank robbers, huh? Well, who told you there were?
This is me leaving.
That cat! Cat, you're going to the slammer for this! I'm so sorry, sir. I was chasing a cat.
Hey, that's the guy whose mind we read who said he was going to rob the bank.
Here, let me help you. And you dropped your gun and your hold-up note and... Hey!
That's Stick-Up Stanley, the most wanted bank robber in the country. Good work, Johnson.
Hello? Someone else deserves a little credit. Yoo-hoo! I know how to handle this.
Hey, look, Marion. This policeman on TV caught a wanted bank robber.
Officer, did you have any help in this important arrest?
Oh, no. I did it all myself. Actually, this orange cat should get most of the credit and any free donuts.
That's my cat, Marion. Did you hear me? Marion, you don't have to swim to shore. I'll row you. Marion! Was it that bad a date? Marion! Marion! Marion!